section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Live from Lake Okeechobee, Florida, it's IVWIP. On tonight's show, fan feedback, would you rather, an interview with the world's top-ranked pinball champion, and the 11th commandment, with your co-hosts, Whiskey Chaser, Mute Jacob, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's me.
My name is Blake Clayton, podcasting god. Ladies love me. Girls enjoy me.
They enjoy
it? Yes, they enjoy me so immensely. Welcome, everyone, to episode 167 of It Burns on IP. Who would have ever thought we would make it to 167?
I feel like we say that every other episode, and still I never think that we would make it.
Exactly. I am waiting for the ball to drop every second of the day. Folks, we have a great show lined up for you. We have some great co-hosts. Some gentlemen, it's another all penis show.
It's a menagerie.
We have not had a vagina on this show in months.
It's all dried up in here.
You know why? We like to touch dicks.
About as moist as the Sahara.
It's a bro down.
Do we make each other moist? Do we make each other moist?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, folks. Here we go. This is how I like to announce now. First, ladies. You can find the flannel Fabio at cupid.com and plentyoffish.com. Please welcome the man behind the green curtain, Locks of Love, Jason.
The green curtain? What does that mean? The flannel Fabio. Holy shit. That's the best one you've ever done.
You think so?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
I'm really proud of myself right now.
Can you change your Plenty of Fish name?
Not unless I pay the $20 per month to join their A-list.
Holy crap.
All right. Some people call him a space cowboy. Some call him the gangsta of love. But we call him Whiskey Chaser.
Hey, how you doing, ladies? Ho, ho, get back. Get the fuck back.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here comes Jordan.
No.
Number 23.
He has red hair, a red beard,
Michael Jordan,
and we can only assume red pubic hair. For the second week in a row, welcome back.
Oh, he's standing up.
He's Mute standing Jacob.
Up. Hello. Hello, motherfuckers.
I'm going to keep that because that's just so much fun to do.
Why were you standing up?
I like to take my pants off, show you my pubes.
Oh, okay.
I grab my belt.
They're coming through the zipper. It's Pube Jacob.
Well, gentlemen, we're here doing another show, IBWIP 167. We had such a great time last weekend that we said, hey, let's do it again.
Let's make more magic.
But let's not do it live. Fuck live.
No.
Yeah. Live's for pussies.
Fuck live. I hate that band.
I like them.
I love the band Live. Do you really like them, Jacob?
I do.
I've seen them thrice. That's how much.
Have
I
you really?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're an awesome band. You don't
they're
like
awesome
them?
Get the fuck out of town.
All right. See you guys later. Good night.
You paid money three times to see them?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think the only song I know by them is "Dolphins Cry."
That's the only song they have.
Okay.
They just
the song.
I think they had six studio albums, and they were all just one "Dolphins Cry" remixes. But I mean, fucking get it, man.
Huh.
It's really good.
Awesome. I'll have to check him out.
Oh. Oh, no.
I just puked a little in my mouth, so I had to swallow it.
Oh.
That's okay. That's a way to be a trooper.
That's what we call show content.
Oh, well, we've got... let's start the show off. We haven't had fan feedback in forever, and we just recently got like a plethora
of
fan feedback.
A
menagerie a trois of fan feedback.
A tableau of fan feedback. Yeah, we did. I am so happy to present the first. I have a sheet here with them all written down, and I'm going to pass them around the room. We'll all read one. The first one is from Jenny from New Haven, New Mexico, And she says, I just started listening to the show, and now I will stop listening to the show. So
but she sent in a letter that says that?
She took the time, and it wasn't an email. She hand wrote it. It's the calligraphy on it is beautiful. She really took her time in bashing
quill.
The show. I think it was quill. A quill. Yeah.
Jeez.
What do you guys think about that?
I guess I'm supposed to be flattered that somebody took so much time, but I really wish she would have given us 4 or 5 more episodes. When you listen to IBWIP, it takes 4 or 5 episodes for you to really get what's going on.
For you to surrender to us. Surrender your will to listening to the show.
Yeah, to lose all your inhibitions.
That's right.
Chase, you want to go ahead and read yours?
Yeah. Robert Neighbor from Lakewood Terrace, Illinois, apparently says, that's not my stupid orange cat in that boat.
You fucker.
Jacob, you should enlighten them.
Nice. All right. So...
So how should we what is it? What did he say again? What about an orange cat?
Yeah, Robert Neighbor from Lakewood Terrace, Illinois says, that's not my stupid orange cat in that boat.
Is that
I received a text message.
Hold on. We have to respond to this one first.
No, he's telling the story.
Oh, this
about
is about
it.
That one? Yeah.
About
okay, I'm sorry.
Robert Neighbor.
I thought you were texted fan feedback.
No. No.
What? He's like, no.
I got this at 10:30. At night, and it says, Jacob, terribly sorry to text you at this hour, but your dormant orange cat is in my garage, in my boat, creating a ruckus, and is quite aggressive. So...
He's like, that's just my pecker.
I had no idea about this cat, so I'm trying to figure out how to get this cat out of this boat, because it is a very aggressive cat. But I'm not around to take care of it. So I'm trying to get a hold of my brother to go take care of this cat. Doesn't work. So, long story short... Robert ended up shooting the cat.
Oh, geez. Was it your whose cat was it?
Yeah, my brother's.
Is your brother's cat?
He shot it.
Yeah. What happened was I got a hold of a method of texting Jake anonymously from another number that was not my own, and I texted him as an elderly lady, neighbor like, and I was like, "Your orange cat's in my garage making all sorts of noise." He's like, "Well, I'm not home to take care of it. I mean, text Max." So I'm like, I tried your mother and Max to no avail.
To no avail. You should have known right then.
Well, I figured out after he said Robert shot it.
Yeah, because I was like, it even woke Robert up from a dead sleep. And he was like, who is this even? And then he texts me back. He's like, okay, it's not our cat. Max said ours is at the house. And I was like, oh, thank the Lord, because Robert just shot it.
Yeah. Oh, Jacob, do you have any fan feedback from...
I do. I have one. From a lady named Jolene.
Jolene.
Could be the same one. I don't know.
I'm begging for you, please don't take my opinion.
Fucking beautiful. She is from Boca Raton, and she said, nice.
Oh. Fucking right, she did.
What do you think she was referring to when she wrote
that? I don't know.
The
my
show's
boat?
Nice? Probably your boat. Yeah, that's what it was. I bet her friend was supposed to send in boat, but she forgot. Yeah. Supposed to get one just nice and one just boat.
Well,
okay, I got one here from Rob Roberto in Brooklyn, New York. Not Robert, Roberto.
Roberto,
roll your R's. My kindergarten teacher said I was really good at rolling my R's, and so she was teaching me Spanish. Ruffles have ridges. Nice, huh?
That is good.
That's pretty good.
I think my mom fucked a Mexican. I don't know.
I think so.
But he's from Brooklyn, New York, and he says, I love your guys' show. The music is awful. Your jokes are not funny, but it's pretty cool watching you guys on video.
Oh. Hmm. Well, thanks, guy.
I bet he's a bit of a homosexual.
I don't care. If they're homosexuals, I don't care if they're hermaphrodites, I don't care if they're transsexuals. If they listen to the show or if they watch the videos on YouTube and we get hits for it, it's fine with me. I don't care.
Sweet feet.
No, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying if he enjoys looking at all of us, he's probably a homosexual.
I'll give Roberto that the jokes are bad, but the music, come on, Roberto.
Yeah, that's why we started doing IBWP a long time ago, and it kind of strayed away from that, so I kind of like the music, but hey, yeah, I understand, Brooklyn, New York, he wants to hear songs about his homeland.
I guess.
Mariachi songs.
Mariachi songs.
All right, so here we go. We got a game here. Let's play a game.
Hey, all right.
So how you guys doing?
There's a problem here.
What's the problem with the game?
It says, would you rather? It's a. I think we made a file that doesn't work.
Bummer.
I have would you rather intro and outro, and it doesn't work.
Just sing it.
I don't know what it is.
That, oh. This is that this or that, right? This or that.
Yeah, you can get with this, that. Or you can get with that.
Or you can get with this, or you can get with that. You here it comes. This, or you can get with that.
Okay, that was an operator error. There's a line in for computer and a line in for iPod. We're using the iPod, not the computer. All right, folks, this is my favorite game that we ripped off of another show, and it's called Would You Rather. Everybody in the room has played it, correct?
Oh, yes.
Jacob, you're known for your ability to play this game.
Inability or ability?
Inability.
You have inhibitions of having an ability. All right. So, Chase, you know the rules as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you two questions, would you rather questions. I'll open the floor for questions. Ask as many as you want to get to, you know, but don't answer what you would do until the end when I close the floor.
Got it.
All right, so here we go. Would you rather have a woodpecker on your shoulder at all times or not be able to tell the difference between a baby and a beer? I'll open the floor for questions. You know, this one would be difficult for a couple of you. Who wants to throw out the first question?
What is the size of the woodpecker?
It is 1 foot tall and has a wingspan of 75 feet.
Wow.
Holy cow.
They tuck their wings in really, really tight.
Is it permanently adhered to your shoulder? And if so, how?
It sits on your shoulder, but at any time it can go on any of your person, like any of your body.
Okay, but it'll always find its way back to your shoulder.
Yeah, that's where it sleeps and hangs out, and like when you're driving, that's where it goes. But
like, what if we're like, say, showering? Is it still on us?
Yes, yes,
24/7,
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is on your body. It's somewhere perched on you.
Okay. The baby beer thing.
It's not a baby beer.
I know. I know.
Okay.
Does that apply to like? All beer, like drafts, or is it just bottled beer?
It's any beer. It's any beer, a bottle, can, draft, 40,
N-A?
You name it. Tall boy, you name it.
N-A? N-A beers?
Yes, any type of lager.
Is it just beer or beer and liquor? And
it's wine? Just beer. It's just beer. Beer, yes. Hmm. Just beer. Let's
see. All right. Well, when the bird, does the bird use the bathroom?
Yeah, just like every animal does, it shits.
So you always have like a streak of white shit running down the back of your shoulder?
Well, or it could be down your leg. It depends where he's perched at the time. They oftentimes, you know, poop in different places. They're just always on your shoulder to poop.
When you say baby, is that like after 18 months, it's no longer a baby? Like anything older than 18 months? Or where's the cutoff there?
20 months.
20 months.
Yeah. Like if you're holding a beer and a baby...
You're not sure which...
For 20 months, if you were holding it, on the 20th month, you'd be like, oh, this is a baby.
Oh, I wasn't double-fisting.
Right. I wonder why I wasn't as drunk as I thought I was.
I think it goes the other way, too. Like,
what was I putting my lips on?
Jesus. when you go to, like, a liquor store, and you're looking at all the beers, it just does it look like there's potentially babies in those coolers.
Oh, there's just racks and racks of babies.
Do you panic?
Racks on racks? Like,
well, I guess that's not an applicable question.
What is the question?
Imagine, do you go into the liquor store or the beer cooler and you're like, freak the fuck out. Oh, my God.
Or is it normal to you?
It's normal to
or
you.
Or you're just
it's,
like.
It's always been that way. You don't. It's one of those things like you're like,
ooh. I gotta heal through these babies to get to my beer.
Well, you don't know. Sometimes your mind makes a. Sometimes, like if you're holding that beer right now, sometimes your mind goes, I'm holding a baby. But sometimes when you're holding a baby, it's like, ooh, I'm ready to drink this beer. So your mind plays tricks. You never know if it actually is. So sometimes you go to the liquor store and, yep, it's cases and cases of beer. Or there could be, like, there's three rows of cases of beers and there's four babies sitting in. Your mind just fucks with you all the time.
Here's a for instance. We're sitting at this table now. And there's a couple beers on the table. Given context, can we safely assume, like, if I'm sitting somewhere, like, there shouldn't be three babies sitting on this table. Right, so you can safely assume though you can't guarantee that,
and you don't want to take the risk of something, you know, because you don't want the babies to get hurt. So what if it really is a baby?
So you just let it hang out and like.
So yeah, I would constantly be like this, making sure like the baby doesn't fall. I'd have my hands around the baby just to make sure it didn't fall.
Right, and it might be a beer that you're holding. Yeah, exactly.
What if you don't want to assume the responsibility for said baby?
You have no choice. You have no choice in the matter.
None?
Nope.
So you're just obligated.
Unless, I mean, if you're at a bar and you think you're holding a baby, but it could be a beer, you could take that risk and hand it over, slide it over and say, hey, do you want this beer, baby?
So context
here,
can't
do you
matter.
Want this?
Because there's no beers, there's no babies in bars, so context does not matter
it,
at all.
In your mind, it doesn't matter. In your mind, that's like completely legal. You see babies in bars all the time.
Weird.
Your mind is totally, has no clue the difference between a baby and a beer sometimes.
Can anyone else see the woodpecker on the shoulder?
Oh, yeah, everybody sees the woodpecker on the shoulder.
Does he speak?
You attempt to teach it throughout your life. You attempt to teach it language, but it doesn't have the vocal cords necessary to enunciate. So it just goes, ah! All the time.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I had my headphones off. What does it do?
Ah!
That sounds like a crying beer to me.
I have to give Chase credit. He backed up a little bit, but he didn't take the headphones. He took
the sound. Is the sound coming out of your mic?
Mm-hmm. So okay, this bird.
This mic looks like headphones.
This bird. This bird, you can you like eventually use it as like a third arm? You know, it's perched on your shoulder. Ooh. And you're like, oh, I can't reach that, but Reggie can.
Oh, because of his wingspan?
Yeah.
The only thing you've taught him to do is hit people in the back of the head. Like if you're at a bar and there are like seven guys down, there's this guy being a real asshole. You can just, you know, nudge the woodpecker and he just pops him in the back of the head. And, you know, and the guy goes, turns around, like, what the fuck's going on? What the fuck's going on?
Is the woodpecker's name Reggie?
No, it's Ray. It's Ray.
Ray, Ray, Ray.
Oh, man.
Ray.
Oh, man. So, say I go get this beer and it looks like a beer. It's in a case of other beers. I'm like, yeah, this is definitely a beer. Once I open that beer and start drinking it, I'm pretty sure that's a beer. It doesn't change while I'm drinking the beer.
It does have the potential, like I said earlier.
But
I'm
sure that's a beer because I started drinking it.
I missed that. You're saying that not only do you not know what it is, but whatever it actually is, it can change to and fro.
That's what I'm getting at, yeah.
I guess I'm confused.
It can visit no matter how you see it, and depending
but
on
you
what
don't know,
it is.
You don't know. Like when you see it, it might look like a beer, but it could be a really baby. Your mind can't differentiate, and your mind switches
so
around.
So beers are babies, and babies are beers.
No, I mean, you could look at that right now. You could say, oh, that's a beer. And you
but I don't know that if I can't differentiate between that and a baby.
So essentially, it's like I'm sitting here drinking my beer, just having a nice little podcast. And
where would you do that?
Next thing I know, I'm like, oh, God, whoa, that's a baby in
right.
my hands.
And your mind clicks. And your
wait,
mind...
and then I'm like, I'm trying to refresh. I'm like, okay, Chase, just calm down. This might not really be a baby. It might be a beer. Oh.
Why is this look baby wearing an IBWIP koozie?
Yeah, that's a weird t-shirt.
We ran out of diapers.
Is the in this scenario with the beers and the baby, do they both taste the same?
Beers and babies. They both taste the same.
Yeah.
So if I start drinking the baby,
or if you like...
I can't tell the difference.
You pop its head off. Can you get charged for murder? Are you just going slaying babies?
You can if you
they don't belong to anyone.
If you can, they belong to somebody.
So babies.
Everyone
just...
owns a baby.
So people like people's babies are just disappearing randomly. For, like they're holding their babies, but it'll disappear and turn into my beer.
It's been noted in the past that I collect bottle caps. Is there a potential to have babies' heads on my refrigerator and I would not be able to tell the difference?
That is true. That is true. And like somebody will come over.
What
like,
a bummer.
Somebody will come over like somebody will come over and you'll be like, hey, you want to see my bottle cap collection? And they go, oh my God. There's like blood dripping down and everything. And the baby's just like. Bleh.
And I'd be like, yeah, I know. Pretty sweet, right?
Hell of a collection.
Hey, with a lot of patience and some glue and magnets from Walmart, you can have one of these too.
Amen to that, brother.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I'm getting close.
Are the woodpecker's talons really sharp?
Oh, they are the sharpest. They're like razor blades.
That sucks.
Can I wear a leather shoulder sheath?
You on your left, you have to wear a leather thing because they're razor sharp claws.
But what if he's on your knee?
It just rips it. It rips it to fucking shreds. Like. You try to train him just to stay on
that's
that leather.
That's not a part of the deal.
Can you get an Iron Man suit where you're completely covered?
You can't afford an Iron Man suit.
That's true. That's right. Yeah. That's true. I cannot. Huh. Does Ray have a family?
A fellow woodpeckers? Mm-hmm. You got him when you were five and your dad took you to Jellystone Park. Mm-hmm. You picked him up when he was a baby and because he was hurt and you put him on your shoulder and he just never left.
Oh, so he's an orphan.
Yeah, but you're miles and miles away.
How long is this bird going to live?
Because
I'm pretty sure woodpeckers don't live longer than... Or is this a magic?
Let's see.
This is a scenario.
47.
With his own choosing.
Times 3, okay. Carry the 5. He lives to be 65 years old.
Oh, he's
65,
not you.
65 year old woodpecker.
You got him when you're 5.
It's
so.
A woodpecker. It's a woodpecker.
Woodpecker. I think I'm ready to make my decision.
Me too.
I can't find...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will close the floor for questions. Jacob, we'll go ahead and start with you because you are very, very much an asshole in this game, trying to stump me. No. Would you rather have a woodpecker on your shoulder all the time for the rest of your life, or at least until 65, or would you rather not be able to tell the difference between a baby and a beer?
I'm going woodpecker.
Okay. That's a good choice. I'm writing these down so it's official.
Right.
Okay. It is customary to tell us why you chose that as well.
I will at the end because I don't want it to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's multiple players.
Okay, I'm sorry.
If you guys would quit being a dick to the host, I appreciate it.
All of us?
Jeez.
One of us can be, right?
Yeah, sure.
Let it be me.
Let it be me. Whiskey Chaser, thank God you like whiskey instead of beer.
Right.
But would you want to have the woodpecker on your shoulder, or would you want to not be able to decipher the difference between a beer and a baby?
You know, I think I'm going to have to go with the beer and the baby.
Okay. Is there a reason why?
I thought you were going to ask me that after the fact.
Stop being a dick.
I actually messed up, and now I know what you're talking about, and yeah, I should have had you guys do that. So why did you pick the beer?
You know, just variety is the spice of life.
You just want to take that chance every time.
Yeah. I want my beer drinking experience to terrify me.
Jacob, why did you choose the woodpecker?
I really just like woodpeckers. They're a pretty cool bird. 75-foot wingspan. That's
pretty cool bird.
Okay. That's pretty sweet.
Did the leather sheath help make your decision for you?
It wasn't the deal breaker, but it definitely swayed me.
Mm. I see.
Sorry, I'm adjusting my vape.
The reason I didn't choose the woodpecker is because he's not Reggie.
Oh, you wanted a Reggie and not a Ray Ray.
Yeah.
Understandable.
So his name is what stopped you from...
Yep.
Okay, you probably could have changed that name. You should have asked the question, hey, can I change his name? Okay, Jason, we got one for woodpecker and one for beer. What are you choosing?
I'm also going to go with the beer and the baby, and I'll tell you why. I've got a big refrigerator, and there's a baby size spot on it for a bottle cap magnet on it. So I need that in my life.
To complete your collection, you need a baby's head.
To round out
all of the bottle caps in your collection, you need a baby's head.
I don't have one of those yet. I'm thinking right now, and I definitely don't have that.
All right, so Chase and Jason have chosen beer of the baby.
All right.
Jacob, I like your honesty. I think you...
Thank you.
Sticking with the woodpecker because you like that bird and you think it's a cool bird.
Mm-hmm. It's pure.
That was the worst decision you could possibly make.
Well, I assume so.
Because that woodpecker every morning is just going to fucking peck at your fucking side of your head and go through your skull. And eventually, it's going to pierce your brain and you will become paralyzed and not be able to speak.
Or drink beer.
So it's all for naught. You lose.
Is the bird going to like burrow into his brain and like operate his body? It'll be like a little bird in a control center?
Oh, no, because I mean, once it gets through the skull and like... First time his beak hits the brain and it paralyzes him,
he
falls down and he just drools, and the woodpecker's like, I want to go see stuff. He's just sitting here paralyzed. So Chase and Jason, you win.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Tizies.
Yeah, hey, thanks.
Tizies.
We did it.
Tizies.
We did it together.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what. We can't have a tie.
What?
Do that again. Simultaneously.
Burp.
Okay, so since you both picked the same thing.
Strip down.
Two people can't win. We got to break it down.
Rap style?
Jason wants to cut a baby's head off, stick it on his refrigerator. That takes balls. But that takes balls. Balls. Chase, on the other hand, just doesn't like the name that woodpecker. Could have changed it. Got lazy with his questions. Jason, you're the winner. Congratulations. Funky Fresh.
Snap.
Nice.
And that's how you break it down.
Woo. Hey, I should just rap instead of reading stuff now. It seems to go a little
rolls off the tongue.
A little bit better.
I like how you rhymed questions with congratulations. That was good. That was good.
True words. I'll be opening up for Live their next tour.
Oh,
okay. Good game.
Good game, guys.
Guys.
Good chase.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What? Oh.
Oh, shit! See how I brought that back? It was rap. See?
You did good.
Good deal.
All right.
Let's listen to a song that's not rap. Let's listen to Hate and Whiskey by the Black Eyed Vermillion.
Oh, rap.
I love Chase. I love him to death.
IBWIP is not for everyone. Only those who stream and choose to listen to IBWIP.
What? He gets so lazy on his fucking things. I think he fixed three of them, then he doesn't do it.
I like that one.
I've never been no
everybody, want to contact the show? I say contact the show. You say Blake at IBWIP.com. Contact the show.
IBWIP.com.
Contact the show.
IBWIP.com.
I say listen to past episodes. You say on IBWIP.com, iTunes, or Stitcher Smart Radio. Listen to past episodes.
On IBWIP.com. Stitcher Radio.
Listen to past episodes.
On Stitcher iTunes. Radio and iTunes.
I say... Oh, fuck it. We're also on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Check it out, fools.
Girl, you can wait for wild horses, but I won't. Girl, you can wait for wild horses, but I won't. When the sun goes down, I'll be on my way out. I'm feeling like my time's done now. All I
welcome back to the show, friends. This is IBWIP, and that was Wait for Wild Horses by Arlo McKinley and The Lonesome Sound. Thank you for everyone who's listening tonight. We got a great interview planned for you. As we said at the beginning of the show, we have the world's top-ranked pinball champion. We're going to go ahead and bring him in now as Chase and Blake have left to go get some wax to smooth out their buttholes. Let's see. This is, let's see. Here at IBWIP, we like to support and help promote weird and unique events that some would consider off the beaten path. Here today to promote an upcoming tournament is top-ranked pinball champion Keith Elwin. Keith, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, man. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's a great day. It's, you know, sun is shining.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Last great day, I think, in Central Illinois. I think it's going to start hitting really subpar temperatures here.
Oh, man. That's not cool at all, man. That's
That'll freeze up a pinball hand, I think.
Yeah. Weather plays a big factor in pinball. Definitely, definitely, definitely. For sure. Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for being here. You're, what's that?
Definitely.
Definitely? So you're here promoting a tournament, but I have a few questions for you first, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man. That'd be great to have questions, you know, bounce off each other, you know.
Definitely.
What do you think about that?
Definitely. I think it's a great idea. I've lost my paper right now. I got to find it. So if you want to start with some, go ahead.
With some questions?
Yeah.
Keith, have you met Mute Jacob?
Oh, no, man. Hey, it was good. Hey. Great to meet you, man. Hey,
get your hand out of his beard.
I love that beard, man. That's a great beard. You
can have it.
You can get lost in that thing.
I tried to grow a beard like that one time, man, but it just, I don't know, it just my score went down every time I tried.
Your score went down?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the first time you, and not even necessarily played, but even encountered a pinball machine?
Yeah, man. My dad was a raging alcoholic, and he would take me to the bars, and I would just sit there in the corner. And we went to this one bar, and they had a pinball machine. You know, I saw it from across the room. It was just lighting up all the colors and sounds. And I went over there, and I put my hands on both sides of it.
Instinctively.
Yeah, right? I just knew that that's where your hands went. And I think it's because I saw my dad fucking my mom in the ass. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, you know, put
your mom was as white as a pinball machine.
Yeah, and he just put his hands on each side and bang, you know. So no, but just the lights and everything. And ever since then, man, you know, not only was a pinball machine my babysitter, but it was my friend, man. It was cool.
That's awesome. I want to get back to your dad having sex with your mom for a second, if we could.
Sure.
If you had to liken your mom to a pinball machine, which pinball machine would that be?
Junkyard.
The junkyard pinball machine. Like there was one you saw in the junkyard, or that's
no,
an actual,
that's
the theme
the actual,
of the game.
Yeah, the junkyard.
That's the theme of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you could, do you ever thank your dad for being an alcoholic to get you started on this pinball life?
You wouldn't think that would be something, but you know, in actuality, if you break it down, I mean, if it wasn't for my dad being a raging alcoholic, I would have never found pinball. You know, it kept me out. It kept me off the streets,
and in the bars.
Well, you know, when you're growing up, I mean, I was playing like arcades and stuff, but
But that first time, ever since that first time you saw one in the bar and you instinctively put your hands on the side, have you been playing pinball since then?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much every single day, like every single day since then. Yeah.
mowing grass for quarters to play?
No, I just take it out of my mom's purse, you know.
Out of junkyard's purse?
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time doing work, you know what I mean?
That's for suckers, right?
I mean, I had a gift. The pinball gods... You know, a lightning bolt came down and, you know.
Why squander?
I played a mean pinball.
You played. Huh? You still play, right?
Yeah, I didn't know my English was going to be corrected on this show.
Look, I feel like you're playing right now. Even your fingers are tapping like you're hitting the buttons on the side of a machine.
Yeah, I mean, once you've played as long as I have, it's just, I mean, I'm playing games in my head. Like, I'm visualizing my next
strategy
match.
Strategy and...
Yeah.
Do you come from a long line of pinballers?
No, you know, I'm really the first in my family to play pinball. The rest of my family has Tourette's, and so pinball machines is like a death sentence to them. Basically, all the lights and all the flashing, and they'll get into have seizures. They all have seizures. They don't even come to the tournaments to see me play. Because
they can't, probably.
No,
right?
No. Hell no.
Huh, can they... Is it what triggers the epilepsy? Is it the sights?
It's the flashing lights. Okay. All the flashing lights.
Could they go there with maybe blinders on or something and just hear all the pings and or not? Would that even do it to them?
You know, I never really thought about that. I can always look into that. But
do you want them there? Are you still close with your family?
We don't talk much anymore. My mom's has some issues, and you know, like my dad, he's
because she's as white as a pinball machine.
Right. She has trouble. She has a hover around now.
It's trouble getting through doors.
Yeah, she's got a hover around because she can't walk anymore because of her huge hips. And my dad has you know, alcohol in the brain, so he's, you know, he's there, but he's not there, you know.
That's sad.
And my sister's a whore, so I don't really talk to her much anymore.
Well, the any of the family members that you do keep in contact with, do any of them support your pinballing?
No, I mean, they just think it's stupid. They think it's dumb. They think it's childish. And
is it dumb?
I would consider it not dumb. I think it takes skill. It takes hand-eye coordination. It takes, you know, there's a lot to it. It's not just putting a quarter in and flicking a flackers.
I mean, it is just that, though, right?
Well, no, man. I mean, to get the points, you have to do the right things. You have to, like, push it, you know. That's why another reason I was coming on the show is because people think this pinball is a game. It's not. It's life, man. It's just like life. Mm-hmm. You have to make the right decisions. You have to have good timing.
You have to get all three of the things down to get the maximum score.
Oh, yeah. I mean, lock ball, hello, every time. Yeah.
See, I'm not familiar with that term. This is another reason you're on. Okay,
basically, this is what life is like. Mm-hmm. All right? Don't stop.
Till you get enough. Is that right?
No.
I'm sorry.
Don't stop till you hear the knock. Free game. Free game. That's what life is about, man. Getting the free game.
What's the longest you've ever played on one quarter?
Well, most games are one play is at least 50 cents. I mean, there's no quarter games. But
So no time at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be technical. But I think the longest game I ever played, I played for 63 hours one time.
Holy.
That's way too much. That's impressive.
At 63-hour mark, did you get the kill screen? Is that what that was?
I sneezed and I tilted it.
Shit. That's a powerful sneeze.
Bullshit is what it is.
What is your favorite pinball game?
My favorite pinball game is Wizard of Oz. I really like that. I feel like my skills are made for that machine, you know?
I
feel, you know, like I have a connection with Dorothy, so yeah.
I just didn't realize there was different skills needed for different pinball games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's different. Like, you know, some games are about accuracy. Some games are about speed. Some games are, you know, about hand-eye coordination. You know,
are about ruby slippers on Dorothy. Is that fair to say?
I mean, I don't really know. I didn't really come on the show to be made fun of. I mean, I take
That's
pinball.
That's why we had you here. No, I'm sorry. Just joking.
I can leave if you want. That's cool.
No, I'd love to stay because I do have...
Because there's a bar down the street that has like three machines.
Have you been there already?
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go over there after.
So you don't know what they have yet? Is that always kind of like a surprise?
Oh, no. I have an app that shows you where the closest places are.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
app for everything.
Oh, yeah. It's called Pinball Map. Yeah. So.
That seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Look, I want to tell you that I was perusing the IFPA. What does that stand for, IFPA?
The IFPA is the International Flipper Pinball Association.
Okay.
It's international.
So all over the world, essentially.
Basically what that means.
I was perusing that website, and I noticed that there are tournaments all the time, all over the world. Do you travel throughout the year to these tournaments, and is this like a full-time gig for you?
Yeah, I pretty much just travel. I stay in the United States most of the time because I don't make a lot of money off these tournaments to go overseas. But I get sponsorships from time to time, and so I do go over for like big events overseas. But yeah, I mean, I quit my job as a pizza delivery guy back in.
You said you came on the show not to be made fun of, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, you know, I quit that job because it was going nowhere.
I feel like you go at least all over town at least during a job like that.
Where are you from here originally?
Where's here, man?
we're really breaking
we're
it down.
We're getting that heady.
If you think about it, where is here? I mean, we're always here.
He's right.
We're always where we're at.
The king of metaphors.
It's true. Sorry.
Huh. Well, I mean, you had mentioned sponsors, too. Can you talk about some of your top sponsors, who they are, what they do?
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking about my dad. Hold
on. Oh, your dad with the alcohol in the brain?
Yeah.
I was thinking about him, too, when I asked that question.
Couldn't tell if he was holding the beer or a baby.
shit.
There's all kinds of sponsors. I don't really.
Good enough for me.
I don't remember that being on the syllabus.
How and when did you become the number one ranked player in the world?
Well, I think I turned. I took over the number one spot about 6 months ago. There's a guy, fucking guess you can call him a guy. I call him fucking Tilt. That's what I fucking call him. And
is that like slang for like a jerk or something? Because I mean, you have all these different terms.
Well, a tilt is a pain in the ass. You know, like when you're playing pinball, when you fucking tilt the machine, it locks down.
You went 63 hours on two quarters, and you tilt it as a pain in the ass. So
yeah, because
it tilts like a pain in the ass.
It stops the game. It's
okay,
bullshit.
I don't know all the terms, so that you call
this guy's
tilt?
Like Jordan Engelbretson or something like that, and he's just a fucking chump. But he got third place in that tournament, and I got 14th, and that pushed me to the top.
That checks out. All right, well, let's talk about this upcoming tournament.
Sure.
Where is it and when is it?
It's the World Series of Pinball. It's over Thanksgiving weekend, and it's in Santa Ana, California.
Oh, nice.
I love it, man. When you're there, I mean, you're there.
Yeah.
It's right here. When you're there, it's here.
You're here.
But where is here?
Santa Ana, California.
There. But when you're there.
You're
here. Oh, you're definitely right? Here. Yeah, yeah. Now, dude, you should go play pinball with me after this.
I might.
At first, I thought you were a cock-sucking dick, but...
Oh, I'm that, too.
You've gotten to be pretty nice here lately, so...
You mentioned this other guy, but I don't know if you would say he's your biggest rival. If not, who would you say your biggest rival is?
No, he's my biggest rival, man. I hate that fucking guy.
What was his name again? Specifically his last name?
Engelbertson.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. He's fucking Swedish fucking goofwad.
Well, we have a surprise.
What?
Yeah, we sure do, Keith. While we here at IBWIP fully support and want to bring whatever awareness to pinball that we can.
Sure, yeah, that's what I'm on.
Yeah,
the IFPA.
That's right.
National rankings.
That's right. We also like to stir the pot a little bit.
Do you want to know my record against this guy first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and have that first.
No, I'll just wait.
Okay. Hey, you know what? It's your choice. We actually have flown in all the way from Falun, Sweden, Jorian Engelbrekson. Jorian, please come on out here.
What the? Hello. Hi. Hey there. How are you over there, Keith?
Tilt, you pussy.
So you guys aren't even going to, like, shake hands? Or,
no, I would don't
or touch flippers, if
I
you
don't
will?
Touch filthy wedge hedges. I don't touch the wedge head over there.
Wedge head?
Yeah, well, it's a pinball term. He's trying to be fucking funny.
Jordan, what does wedge head mean? If we could?
It's the unsavory backside of the backboard of the pinball machine. No, nobody likes.
I didn't realize there was such a distaste for the back of the pinball machine.
I figured pinball...
Covered in the gum.
Oh, cover... Okay. A wedge head.
I figured pinball it being a game, a fun game for most...
It ain't fun, man. It's
would be a little more, you know, a civil rivalry.
Well...
Not at all.
There's a story to the behind this. All right, I'm 23-6-0 against this guy, okay?
Wow.
All right, I don't like Swedes in the first place. If you listen back to a lot of episodes of IBWF, you'll find out.
Filthy not crepe.
Shut up. All right. So anyway, about 4 months ago, me and my girlfriend, Alola Dickshire, we were in Reno at this tournament, and this Yahoo Tilt fucking guy comes in, sweeps my girlfriend, marries her in Reno.
Wow.
Can you believe that shit?
It's the biggest little city.
So you don't like him because he fucked your girlfriend?
He married her. Do you not understand what I said?
She left him because of his captive ball.
Captive ball. Okay, now I feel like that's another pinball phrase.
Yes,
it is.
Very much so.
Jorian, please educate us.
Oh, the captive ball is when your active ball gets stuck in the middle of the game and your free ball has to knock it out.
Oh,
it's an unsavory ball.
Unsavory ball, indeed. He could never get it out.
Oh yeah.
Lola was displeased, and yeah, she liked my style. So no, we take her off for a date.
That's funny because. If I'm not mistaken, my WPPR is 978.55.
What is that score?
The WPPR.
What does that stand for?
It's the World Pinball Player Ranking.
So okay, so that is your rank. And Jordan, yeah. What is your rank? I would assume a lesser number than the one he
exactly
previously
said. Exactly, a lesser. Just like he's a lesser man than me.
Oh.
I'll
scoff since that's.
I'm ranked. I have a ranking of 2,179.49, man. What's
he
your
rank? He thinks all these numbers mean something. Well, all these numbers mean nothing. You see, I've been playing the pinball since the early days of the Humpty Dumpty, when the flipper was introduced to the pinball game. And he thinks he just walks all over the place.
How old are you?
Hey, who's sleeping with Lola now?
Wow. Jorian, you were in our green room, a.k.a. the hall closet, listening to Keith's comments earlier before we brought you out.
Yes.
Can we get your side of the whole story that he's telling us, and how do you feel this rivalry has become so bitter?
Oh, he's just bit at me because I steals his wife.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty much probably the end of it, right?
Yeah.
What else does there need to be?
There's no more to the story. I was, I'm old school, he's new school. I take his wife.
Was she? Her name is Lola. Is she a bit of a pinball groupie? And if so, is there a phrase that would encompass that?
Slam tilt. She's a classic slam tilt, of course. That's why I was attracted to her in the first place.
Yeah, you were attracted to her because you were feeding her a bunch of. Well, how am I talking like you?
I was feeding her some crepes.
It is contagious, isn't it?
God, he gets into my head sometimes. And when he's in my head, I'm not there. I'm here. I mean, I'm not here. I'm there.
But I mean, like. You're who's anywhere, right?
Well, you think about it. But what it boils down to, he can have any trashy woman he wants. Any slam tilt whore he wants. He can get third and 14th place any tournament he wants. I'm the number one ranked player in the world. And that's all that matters.
That's all he talks about is the numbers. But he's not talking about Lola's titties.
That's all that matters are numbers, man. Numbers are all that matter. That and free games.
Wow.
Of course a broke hippie like you wants a free game.
Jeez, is there any way the two of you can resolve this? I mean, we like to stir the pot, but I also like to create something here to help
you,
end.
If you could beat me at a classic 1961 Woodrail pinball game, we'll bury the hatchet. And you can have Filthy Lola back.
I don't want her back, man. She's got Sweden-aids in her. Or whatever. I don't want her back.
AIDS?
Svedenade.
There's not gonna be
Svedenade.
There is not gonna be any making up or nothing.
Svedenade is just the Swedish Gatorade.
Okay, I thought it was like Swedish autoimmune deficiency syndrome, but you're telling me it's more of a Swedish sports drink?
Full of the electrolyte.
World Series of Poker, man. I mean
Poker.
World Series of Pinball. World Series of Pinball, me and you. That we're just gonna come down to one and two.
Deal.
Wow.
It's a deal.
And if I beat you, you don't ever come back to this country, and you take your profile off of IFP.
That's a deal. I'll take you right on. How do you Americans say?
Bring it.
Bring it. Zit. Meh.
Wow. Okay, well, I mean, you guys have sort of set some rules and some parameters to how to resolve this thing. It seems like at this moment we have a bit of an uneasy alliance. Can you guys at least touch flippers without issue?
No. I unfortunately, I cannot even look this guy straight in the eye. I cannot look him straight. He is a disgrace to the pinball community. He is not a good representative of pinball, and he's definitely not a good representative of IFPA.
He's just jealous.
Which is the International Flipper Pinball Association.
He's just a crowd mouth.
What's a crowd mouth?
You're just a crowd mouth. All you do is spout numbers and talk bullshit.
Numbers are what it is, man. We don't.
Best hope they don't have the Magna save at the tournament. You'll be fucked.
Magna save?
Nobody has played the Magna save in 46 years.
Is this like the holy grail of pinball machines? Is that what this is?
No, the Magna Save is just an option in the game.
Oh, okay. It's a very common option when you play.
Nobody's used in 47 years.
It's just a hidden little magnet located just below the entrance of the out lane.
Your knowledge of pinball is vast and wide.
Almost like Wikipedia of pinball, no?
You're
a Wikipedia. No.
Oh.
Wow.
I have to admit, Tilt, that was a good joke for Tilt. That was a good joke.
Yeah,
for as stupid as all Swedish people are, that was a pretty good joke.
Keith, you may have the numbers to support your number one ranking, but he definitely has the knowledge to back up his claims, too.
Well, I tell you what. He has spent a lot of time underneath a pinball machine, getting fucked in the ass by guys, okay?
Oh, jeez.
And so...
there he goes, busting my culture.
Okay, listen.
Now, culture, is that a pinball term as well?
Listen, I want to tell you a story about this guy, all right? 2011, all right? We're in Sarasota, Florida, mm-hmm. at a tournament. The Sarasota, Florida Invitational, okay? Right. I'm playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, all right, in the preliminary round.
Great game.
All right? And he is playing the Simpson game, which is a much easier game. He's playing it. And I get a multi-ball, all right? And I've got like 47 balls shooting out. And I'm like,
holy cow.
And you know what that motherfucker does?
Slam tilt?
He spills his drink on me right in my eye.
While he's playing? It was an accident.
It wasn't okay, listen. When we go to these tournaments... attached to the sides of the pinball machines are drink holders. And he set his drink, and he acted like he put it in there, and he flung it at me on purpose because he saw I had a multi... I was going to break his world record.
It was a tilty stein of nog. It had nothing to do with it. It just landed on you. It was gravity.
It wasn't Swedish aid that you were drinking?
It wasn't Swedish aid.
That's bullshit. You know what you did.
Yeah. Set my beverage down. Walked away.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck the way something.
Well, I don't want this to escalate any further.
I could take this guy and...
I tell you what we'll do. We'll set up a time and a place for you guys to play the... What was the name of the option on the game you had said? The Magna Carta?
Magna Carta.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Magna Cum Laude.
Is it Magna Save?
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
Duh.
We'll put that in the show notes of a time and a place that maybe we can even do like a live show there while you guys do a tournament.
I would love to. I'll take that challenge.
Put it on the YouTubes and
I'll see you in Santa Ana, California, brother. You're going down.
Deal.
What the fuck am I? Yeah. The fuck is
Lola will be watching.
Yeah, I bet she'll be watching
from the sideline.
Bent over.
Oh,
with her stinky fucking guys. Crab nuts.
Crab nuts.
She's had multi balls in her vagina and asshole.
Mine.
All right, well, let's save it for the machine, fellas, all right? Thank you both for coming on. I'm sorry we couldn't get any resolution.
Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to meet both of you. We look forward, and good luck to both of you in future tournaments.
Thank you,
Keith and Jorian, for coming on the show.
Suck it, Keith.
Oh, boy. That was powerful.
That was. That got heated.
Jacob,
yeah.
Do you think this has encouraged you to or to not play pinball games in the future?
It's piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably play once.
Which game? Any of the games they had mentioned?
Any of them, yes.
Yeah? I think I'm going to hit that Wizard of Oz one. I'm partial to the Tin Man.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the Tin Man.
You got let's hear that upcoming release schedule.
All right, here we go. Here's what's coming up, motherfuckers. Episode 165, Smooth Butthole, is now available. You can listen to that. Episode 166 is an interview with Billy Cook. It's now available, too. Episode 167, this one, inevitably titled Walt Disney on Ice Cream, will be available Friday, November 21st.
Do you know what's really funny? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I knew you were going
to
call.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I think it's really funny that when you watch Jacob on the camera, his beard and his mustache, it very rarely moves. And for a minute there, I was like, oh, fuck, we're out of sync. But then he'll say one word and he'll go, oh, it does match up. So you can't see your lips or your teeth when you're a big, shaggy beard and mustache.
Yeah. Right on.
Thank you.
Right on. High five.
All right. After 167 is episode 168. Our next episode will be live on Monday, November 24th, and released on Friday, November 28th. And don't forget, November 21st is World Hello Day. Take the time to learn how to say hello in a different language and help bring the world closer together. That or take a nap. Whatever. And Sunday, November 23rd, is National Cashew Day. Face your tree nut allergy head on and head down to down a handful of nature's candy. Please send any resulting medical bills to S&M Radio.
Nice.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and support the show.
All right. Thank you very much, Jacob. You did a wonderful job.
Very nice.
Very nice. Isn't
everyone,
nice?
Everyone did a wonderful job.
Just like that one lady said, nice.
Nice. Jolene.
Jolene. Jolene. Jolene. Jolene.
Beautiful. Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him finish.
Just like a dog.
He's almost there.
I'm begging, don't you please take my man.
He'll stop when he's finished.
That's what she said. No, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in, downloading, looking at all the vidges that we have. Mm-hmm. This is a time where I want to go through and let everybody plug what they're doing, what they got going on. Unfortunately, Jacob is not famous like most people we have, but we have to give him time just like anyone else.
Oh, God.
Jacob, what would you like to plug?
Spit it out.
I don't... That's it.
Next.
You don't want to plug anything?
I got nothing.
What about that beard?
Beer?
Plug that into something.
What platforms?
How about your penis? Don't you want to plug that into something?
Yeah.
You...
Oh,
okay, Whiskey
nothing.
Chaser.
Yo.
This is coming out the 21st.
Yeah, coming out the 21st. I have a huge show coming up at the Limelight Eventplex, and it's on the 26th, Blackout Wednesday, huge
Ooh.
Party.
Blackout Wednesday?
Shadows
What's
Incorporated.
What's that mean?
It means get the day. Blackout turkey.
Blackface?
Get wasted.
We have to wait.
Get drunk?
You get drunk before the day of Thanksgiving. It's something somebody started years back.
That is now a bigger drinking holiday than New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly. We're having a huge party on that day. We're having a huge party on that day.
Chase is like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I'm trying to do the plug. I only got 30 seconds now.
It's a huge concert. It's Shadows Incorporated, the return of 3 AM Project and Target the Messenger, as well as our good friends from Peoria, Illinois, Drugs Delaney, and Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete. I like Stinky Pete. Can you tell folks where to go to find out about Shadows, Inc.?
Hit us up on Facebook, / Shadows Incorporated. Hit us up on Twitter, Shadows, Inc., INC, period. Reverb Nation, Black Splash.
Black Splash.
Black Splash.
Racist bastard.
Shadows Incorporated.
I said Black Splash.
Black Splash, yeah.
You know what? I've known him a few years now, but I've always thought he had an underlining hatred toward
racist
anybody.
Undertones. Yep. Yeah, and then you can follow me at nice-boat on Snapchat or Charles Chalkline on Instagram for some nudes.
Ooh, nudie nudies, fresh and fruities. Jason, you're always got stuff going on.
Jeez,
I don't even know how I even get you here.
God, let's think here.
Name one.
My business, Tazco Trade Co. Check us out online.
If somebody was to check you out online and said, "Oh, I really want this PlayStation game from 1983," mm-hmm. and can they buy it? You would ship it to them.
Yeah, why not? We'd ship it to you.
Okay.
We do. We have old school games.
Because we have listeners from all over the country. And so when you plug, I want them to go, oh, I can go there. You know,
not all the individual games are on our website, but we seriously do have from old Atari games, NES games. Like right now we got Mike Tyson's Punch-Out in the shop.
Great game.
Harvest Moon 64. A lot of really cool classic titles that people are seeking.
Yeah, and there is two classic hair dryer. From like salons.
Oh yeah,
and I want them really bad, but he will not go down on the price.
Wow. You know the ones like it looks like a big chair, and then it has that big dome on the top that comes down. We do have two of those right now. They're in pristine shape from 1988.
I want those bad.
Come get them. They're awesome. They'd be cool to put in your
they
house.
They would be awesome.
Check me out, TazcoTradeCo.com. I own a bicycle on OKCupid.com and POF.com.
All righty, and guys, thank you very much for being on the show. I sorry that me and Chase left.
Yeah, that was I saw a huge squandering happen out in the parking
lot. Yeah, there was some guys out in the parking lot.
They were kind of hooting and hollering at one another.
Huh? A couple guys scrapping out there?
Yeah, no, they were just yelling at one another. Yeah,
it was all verbal. It was all verbal. But we were like, well, pussies.
Yeah. Talking a bunch of weird jargon.
Yeah. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Check us out on all of our hyperlinks that are on ibwip.com. And... well, that's it for me. We just have one more song, I think.
You know.
No, I don't know.
You know. You do.
I need to know.
You need to know. Let's listen to Just Let Go by Sturgill Simpson.
Yes, I received a bronze in IBWIP. Why are you laughing, motherfucker? And a gold in quesadilla consumption.
which is, it really happened. I love quesadillas. Thanks, everybody. Sturgill Simpson kicks ass.
Woke up today and decided to kill my ego. It never done me no good, no how. Gonna break through and blast off to the bar door. Hitting them flyers of light, far away from here and now. Taking a 49 divine day vacation from reality and all else in between. Gonna transmigrate to my destination, far beyond time in an eternal dream. Let my dream. Am I dying? Either way, I don't mind at all. For it feels so good, just can't help but cry. Oh, you have to let go, so the soul may fall.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.